Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is super fake. Do not let it alter your basic limited conception of reality. Speaking of podcasts, March is Podcast Awareness Month. Use the hashtag tripod. That's tripod with a Y, not the killer machines I accidentally sent to kill Orson Welles in the 60s. Could there be a more important cause? Some people still don't get what podcasts are. They spend their days listening to music or actually leaving space for their own thoughts. Well, you can fix that. Share some of your favorite podcasts with friends and family members. Does Pop Pop secretly appreciate long-form improv and butthole humor? Maybe he'll love this podcast. Support the shows you love by forcing them on other people. And tell us what shows you recommend with the hashtag tripod. Personally, I like to listen to that shadow internet favorite, Stale Air, where Terry Gross shouts people down until they agree to fornicate with a fiberglass replica of David Bean Cooley. Anyway, with that taken care of, enjoy the show.
Actually, I'm sorry. This is Craig. Sorry to butt in. We still don't have a good signal from Arnie and Foon. I really don't have anything for them to hear.
Craig, you have had a full week here in the space bunker to arrange the repair of the equipment. What have you been doing with that time?
A week? It felt like it was like 3 minutes. I never understand how time works up here.
Okay, we were near a quasar, so I'm not going to debate time theory with you right now. You've had more than enough to repair the equipment, and yet here we are.
Well, the only thing I've been able to do is tap into some of the resonance stones.
No.
These are like stones that I can only assume are in the sort of ground soil.
Yes, of course, they're scattered throughout Foon. Your point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could tap into those and listen to just some random people around Foon. I mean, are we trying to fill time? I don't even understand what the goal is.
You know, here's the thing. We've devoted so much energy to preventing these podcasts from making it through, but I'm all about patterns. And yeah. It seems that this is what we do now. So we have this time on the calendar to try and wrestle with some audio from reaching a listening base. I feel like it's not broken.
Okay, I'm picking up a signal from a resonance stone that looks like it's near Arnor the Warrior. That's kind of like Arnie.
Are there any other options?
Really the strongest signal I'm seeing right
it's
now.
It's just Arnor is sort of one note.
I think he forgot who he was or something. Maybe
That's right. He lost a whole big chunk of time. Oh, that should be a wild ride.
That's all he's got here. It looks like he's trying to adventure or something.
Well,
maybe he'll do a feat.
That fits the profile. All right, as far as I can see, we have literally no other options. Let's check in.
Okay.
Why can't I remember? Arnor, dig into your mind and remember. What is happening? The ground is beginning to smoke.
The tears of heroism call forth the soul walker from his dwelling in the mists.
Where is this voice coming from?
Right behind you, Arnor. Gaze into what once were eyes. Those like yours now brimming with tears.
Who are you?
Who we are is not important, but who we serve and why we are here. The sorrow of a hero can be temptation for the Dark One, and we can provide some balm for your sadness.
Whoever you are, you shall provide balm for my sadness, for you are about to become my sixth greatest feat.
And what are the others, pray tell?
I've just done five so far. My first one was killing a Fingarian dinner party. My second was learning how to read, which, you know, is sort of a controversial feat, but I still did it.
Don't sell yourself short. That's big. Now,
the hesitant Cyclops. I killed the hesitant Cyclops. The howling wolf. I even rebuilt the bridges of Greatax in a single day, and I tried to do more and more. But every time I go to do another, someone has already done it before me. I went to try to kill the Bornean bear, and he was already dead. And when I asked one of the locals about it, he pointed at my necklace and laughed. I looked down, and I'm wearing, even now, the teeth of the Bornean bear. Who is mocking me?
Who indeed? There is much you do not know, Arnor. But there are ways to recover the memories that you have lost.
What? Like, you can tell me what happened to my testicles?
Pardon?
I don't know what happened to my balls. I know it has something to do with Arnold Niekamp, but I don't know what happened to my balls.
Yes. We know of Arnie Niekamp and his minions. We seek him. And if you could serve us, your gifts would be great. The Dark One's power is matched only by his kindness. Join us, and you will have what you desire.
No, 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 it's not right. I can't do it. Fight me! Fight me!
You cannot slay what is already dead. I am here to inspire you to the potential that you have if you serve the Dark One. We souls who dwell within this rotting shell communicate together in a unique way, speaking one word at a time. This provides us with a special insight for teams and those who labor in the business of the Dark One. Where once we were a messenger, now we mostly run workshops, breakout sessions, and inspirational meetings on how to work more effectively as a team. Very often, judgment will kill what is the best idea. You are killing your own best idea by threatening to kill me. Slay not the soul walker. Rather, slay that which truly lies in your path, your own doubt.
I've always only worked alone. I've never been part of a team. I'm desperate. I need to know what happened to my testicles. I need to defeat this warrior who keeps outdoing me with all of his great feats. I'll do it. I'll join you if you can restore my memory and make me a great warrior.
There are many things the Dark Lord can restore. Your memories shall return, as will your fine balls.
Wait, well, just to be clear here, you can give me my nuts back?
There are no limits to the gifts the Dark One can provide.
Why didn't you just say that out of the gate? Right out of the gate, you could have been like, hey, you've got no nuts, I'll give them back. And I would have been like, I'm in.
Sometimes it is hard to express yourself economically when speaking as so many with one voice.
Well, you just come up, you say, no nuts. You want nuts? I say yes, and boom, we're off, baby.
I'm hearing a lot of criticism, but not a lot of support for what I'm offering. Can you accept the offer?
Yes, yes, I want it. I want it.
Not just balls, better than they were before.
Oh, wow. I can't even. What are they, like, they make, like, fun, like, music or something?
Sure, the sky's the limit.
Oh, that's gonna be great. Yes, I remember. I killed the Bordian bear.
Yes.
I hid the Encyclopedia of Britannicar.
Oh, yeah.
I killed the Manticore of Migas and the Wild Boar of McShingleshane Forest. That was me! The Buzzards of Skur, the Buzzards of Skur. That's what took my testicles.
Yes, we don't have to dwell on that.
No, I remember every bite, every pinch, every tug, every excruciating nibble. And yet, I should be grateful to them For now I have these beautiful singing testicles.
Yes. I told you that it would be an improvement.
Yeah, baby.
Amazing.
Yes. We grow, we prosper. Arnor is now ours.
So, I have a question. Is everything in Foon worse since Arnie landed there?
Oh, I think that's a solid yes. I mean, he's just had a ripple effect throughout the entire land.
Although, I mean,
I've got to say, I stand corrected. I wasn't that interested in what we would hear through the resonance stone, and this is taking on sort of a greatest hits sort of vibe. It's nice to hear Arnor interact with the Soul Walker. What a deep cut.
Yeah, it's like seeing old friends again, you know? But it's like you were going to do something on a particular week with a certain group of friends, and then they canceled, but you got to hang out with different friends, and it was still pretty great.
With like a fun mix and match quality to it.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a real humdrum day, and this is turning out to be a lot of fun. Maybe we should do another.
Oh, okay. I have a signal here from some resonance stones, I think in the vicinity of Axelrod Remax?
No. Is there any other?
I just have some nature sounds.
Ugh. No, maybe we should listen to the real estate agent. You know, I was so dead set against the last time. Maybe I should take a little visit to my own sense of doubt and judgment and find out what Axelrod is up to.
I think you're really growing, and I'm really in support of that.
If it's not too much trouble, step here into the Grand Hall.
Oh, wow.
You'll see the vaulted ceilings and the balcony here.
I'm still back here. It's a lot of trouble for me, actually. I'm 98 years old.
Come on, honey, this way.
Oh, she's spry.
Gorgeous light.
As I mentioned, the large banquet table does come with the castle.
Is it big enough for a massacre?
Of course. There's still blood on it from the last.
Ooh.
I see that.
That's like an iron skillet. You can taste the past meals.
I can just imagine little Jimmy running around the corridors.
You've already named your unborn child?
Yes, that's right. You noticed I'm with child.
Of course I did.
Is there a baby keep?
Well, there is a keep. Mostly it's for wine.
But we could put a baby in it.
In my opinion, babies don't know where they are. And most times you could put them in a closet or up in a storage area.
How about in a stew?
My lord.
Darling, we're not to put the baby in a stew.
A pie, then.
Until Christmas.
She's so good to me.
Your doings are of no concern of mine, of course. Would it be possible for you to traverse these stairs so that we can look at the upstairs quarters?
I'll carry him on my back. I'm very strong.
You must be, young lady.
Yes, I'm pregnant with fiplets.
Oh, congratulations. I've always wanted a large family, but I am, of course, married to my work.
We had to hire a sorcerer to extract his seed.
He did it with a briar bramble grabby wand.
We're quite lucky.
Family is important, isn't it? Now, are you prepared to lay eyes upon the master chamber?
I'd be delighted.
I'm not.
You're not prepared?
I literally can't use my eyes anymore. They've turned to a sort of marble granite.
Well, is your nose of any use to you?
Oh, yes. Let's do this. I'm not saying let's not do it. I'm saying I just can't see it.
The master chamber is the largest room in the upstairs floor with views of the meadow.
Can't see it. But
gorgeous.
Can you smell the meadow?
Yo, yes. Puppies.
My word. Look, I can see the stallions.
Yes, the stables are just down the hill, of course, and there's a small pond for watering the horses.
And how many stable boys might it come with?
Oh. Well, I could arrange something for you.
I'd like a dozen, please.
Oh, honey, I love it. What say you?
Well, I say it's perfect.
I don't want to pressure either one of you. You do not have to make a decision today.
We'll take it.
We do have to make a decision today because my husband is dying tomorrow.
That's very right. Well.
3 p.m. as the sun shines.
In that case, and please forgive my forthrightness, I did prepare all of the paperwork for you to take possession of the castle.
Ooh, paperwork. Toodle-doo, toodle-dee.
Where do I sign?
Well, there's a series of signatures and initials you'll have to do. So right here, sign. First document is here. Just both of you need to sign at the bottom and date.
Honey, will you dip my fingernail in ink?
Yes, here you go. Shrishy, shrishy, shrishy. Shrishy, shrishy, shrishy.
That's a little song she sings whenever I sign something.
And a man of your stature must be signing from dawn to dusk.
That's what I do.
In that case, initial here, you sign here, you date here, initial both of these. I need you to just
take one
of these.
I have 78 names, so it does take me a while even to do the initials.
What a lineage.
Well, my signature is just a lipstick kiss.
Oh, why don't you sign your name on my sweet, sweet mouth right now?
All right.
I know when it is time for a real estate agent to take his leave.
No, please, watch.
Very well.
We need a witness for this to be notarized. Oh, that's it. Thank you, my boy. It's simply wonderful. I shall look forward to spending my entire last day here.
My lord, my lady, thank you for going with our agency. It does mean so very much to me that you did not choose Centaur 21.
Are you saying that you're not part of the house?
No, I'm afraid I have other business to attend to. But I could return for a reasonable price. I would take a series of coins as payment.
Well, sounds good. Perhaps you can come for the housewarming. We'll be serving tickle teenies.
I won't be there, of course. I'll be dead.
Do you think we can learn anything from that? I mean, I didn't.
Oh, no. There was no greater lesson that I could take away.
Okay.
The thing I like, Craig, is it's like visiting with friends where you don't have to interact with them and we can tune out whenever we're bored.
Yeah, like visiting with friends, but looking in through their window from the outside of their house.
Do you remember just how different we were when you first were stranded on this station? Look at us now, just two peas in a bunker.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't understand, I would say, 80 to 90% of what's going on around me here, but
hey guys,
I'm glad...
sorry to interrupt.
Hey, Tricia.
Hi. I finished sorting the pushpins from the thumbtacks. Is there anything else you want me to do, or can I go out and stare at the suns?
No, you could now marry the pushpins and the thumbtacks back into one large container and put it back up onto the highest shelf.
Forgive my boldness, but what is the purpose of it? Like, why did I separate them just to put them back together?
The manner in which they were joined before was just so chaotic. It was hard to pick out one from the other. And I think it was more of an emotional change than a physical one. We could see that they are fine on their own. And knowing that, we can now allow them to coexist.
Sometimes he does this like a character building thing. I would just go with it.
Tricia 8050, what's with the gloomy disposition?
You guys are in here, and if you don't think, like, I can hear you guys, like, laughing, and, like, I keep hearing words like friends and, like, conversation and, you know, beach, and, like, I'm out there doing, like, a menial task, and there's only so much of this I can do before I start to wonder, what is my purpose?
You know, this is the thing, Tricia. Every time we try to let you in, you just lash out at us.
This is the Rice Krispie treats all over again.
Thank you, Craig.
Were mine because I made them. And when I make something, I assume that I don't have to label it in the... It's not the Rice Krispie treats. It's
those
just
Rice
like a
Krispie...
general lack of trust and respect.
If I could return for a moment, if you're going to introduce the Rice Krispie treats, they were a trap from the beginning. You don't leave something like that in the break room and then just launch into such a tirade when a single corner of one is gnawed off.
Okay. It was my birthday, and I knew that nobody else was going to do anything about it, so I made myself my favorite treat, okay? And it's one thing that I had to use off-brand Rice Krispies because we're not going to have those here because you don't enjoy those noises that those three creatures create with their mouth.
No, we have enough inhuman creatures scampering around our lives these days. I thought the wheat bubbles that you used for your dessert treat were just as tasty and exciting as whatever brand we could have found for you.
Also, the way time works here, I'm not even entirely sure it was your birthday.
Well, you know
what?
I
said it.
I had to pick a day. I had to pick a day because a lot of days passed and nobody was celebrating anything. So I thought, you know what, Trisha, you do you. Okay?
And then you sprung your trap. You picked the day where we had many other activities scheduled, and then you unveiled your wheat bubble treats. So if we had been planning some sort of glorious surprise, we could no longer do it because you shamed us into inactivity with your own self-made masturbatory dessert. What could we do after that, Trisha, that could possibly gain your approval?
Self-made masturbatory dessert. Okay, I am tucking that in the back of my brain, and I'm never going to forget. If you will excuse me, I have to go marry some pushpins and some thumbtacks. Have fun.
See, with her, it's all tucked away in the little file of her mind. With us, it's all just out there, Craig. That's what I like about you, and I like how I feel when I'm with you.
I do, too. Hey, speaking of which, do I have a birthday? I feel like I should, but I'm forgetting a lot lately.
I feel like you just did. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Thank you.
He's lying to you, Craig. You didn't have a birthday.
What did she say? What?
Craig.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The light that usually comes on when we have to go to commercial is on, but we don't have
commercial.
How is
that light on now? The time has just flown with you, Craig.
I know. Okay, well, I don't know why we would have commercials, because we don't have a show, but I could press the button anyway if you want.
At this point, let's pull the trigger and see what happens.
Okay.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And that is why a raven is like a writing desk.
I never got it until now. I still don't, but it's
no, and that's
there.
The thing, and you can't. You can't until you're ready, but now you know why.
This is such a great day.
I know. Can I pour you more amber goo?
I guess. I haven't really finished the last goo, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's not warm, then it's an insult to your mouth. Do you know who needs to be here right now? Trisha, 8050. Do you want to pull that lever just to sound the klaxon?
Yeah, sure.
Trisha, there you are.
Hey, do you have any thumbtacks? We're hanging our best friendship poster.
And not pushpins.
Mm-mm.
I have several of both. Would you like me to bring the receptacle in that is containing both of them now, mixed
really just
together?
hoping for just the thumbsacks.
And I know that of all of us, you're going to be the master of this, because you separate out the thumbtacks again and bring us only those.
How many do you need? You don't need all of them. How many do you need?
I feel like there's going to be a right color for this job, and I don't know what it is until I see all of them.
I see what's happening here. I see what's happening here, and I'm delighted. If I can be the thing that is going to bring the two of you together, that you can rally behind, the thing that's going to sort of, like, bond you is the whole, like, oh, Trissa's just drag. Like, she doesn't let her eat her desserts, and she doesn't know how to separate things well. Then fine. Fine. If I can be that for you, fine. How many thumbtacks do you need?
I'm going to say...
Don't say all.
Then I have nothing to say.
I'll be back.
I feel like the only way to crack open this impenetrable silence is maybe with another little visit from one of our friends.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let's see what we got on the screen here. Resonance Stones are picking up Princess Trachea Aurelia and Benedict Whisperbrew. We could see what they're up to.
No. Can we go back to Arnor, maybe?
Yeah, we can...
We are just two glitter bars.
Hey, man.
We can do it.
Yeah, it's always a party down in this satchel.
That's right. Yeah, man, this part is getting nuts.
We don't want to, no, we don't want to see this.
Okay, so what was it again, Whisperbrew?
Yeah, and Princess Trachea Aurelia of Belleroth fame.
Ooh, well, okay, you've piqued my interest now that you've said it twice. Let's have a little look-see.
Are you our 4 p.m.?
Yes, I'm Metanoid Smanghanger.
I'm Princess Trachea Aurelia Belleroth, and you're welcome.
Your Majesty?
And you probably know me from Eunuch Quarterly. I am Benedict Whisperbrew,
ooh,
court eunuch. And I'll be... assistant directing and also stage managing and doing a little bit of acting here today. And we're holding auditions for our fall play.
I'm willing to attach hair to my body.
Always a plus.
That's an improvement over our last candidate.
Indeed, indeed. I'm looking at your headshot here, Metanoid.
Yes.
And it has your age listed as question mark?
Well, yeah, because I am part of the eternal spirit of Smanghanger the Diminished, but also I physically have only been around for a little while, ever since he crafted me out of a brew of his own blood, semen, feces, and urine.
Oh, wonderful. And I see that you've taken Pegbot and Hopperleaf's intro to acting class.
Yeah, I've got a lot of free time to wander around and an open channel to all the gold.
She's marvelous. I've learned so much from her.
She taught me to trust myself. There's a lot going on inside me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Well, we're having you audition for the part of Agnon, and I think you got the sides?
Yes, they're right here.
Do not improvise. Do not ad-lib. Say our words precisely as written, and if you get them wrong, I will throw a sharp object at you.
Okay.
And also, just feel free to experiment.
No sharp objects.
All right, well, that seems pretty straightforward. I'm good with notes.
Oh, yes, and wonderful. And this is a 360-degree audition, so if you ever have notes for us, which is an open creative space where anything that we say to each other is received in total harmony.
Yes, I dare you to give me a note.
Feels like it's going great!
I'll read the part of Pillblop.
I suppose, but please do it with a little more conviction this time.
Yes.
As always, I will say, scene.
You're home early.
Yeah! Yeah, they cut me. They said, we don't need you anymore today.
They cut you? They cut you? Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm 19 months pregnant with your baby.
I don't know. Maybe just sit around here more and sleep.
Is that what you think I do?
Yeah.
I'm gestating your quadruplets.
Oh, great.
I'm going to stop you there.
Yes, what? Was that too far?
I'm going to, Metanoid... The scene is that you're coming home. Nothing about your performance leads me to believe that you understand the concept of home. I don't know what hollowed-out mushroom you typically retreat to.
Ah!
But draw from that. What is it like to ooze yourself back into whatever cesspool you lay your head in at night? Because I don't believe you.
Okay, no, that's fair. I sleep in a basket at the foot of Smangangler Diminished's bed, so, well, I pretend to sleep. I'm a magical construct, so sleeping is something that I don't typically do.
And also, may I give you a note?
Yeah, I would love it.
I just want you to think about the moment before. What is Agnon doing there? Right before he... Maybe he's fumbling for some keys. Maybe he's adjusting us. Just give yourself some business.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, great.
All right.
May I have something to hold?
Yes, take this scepter.
Well, this is unwieldy. This thing's taller than me.
Do not give out the scepter.
I'm sorry.
That's not a prop.
It's already been done. There's no turning back.
I'm going to poke you with a hot dagger later.
Yes.
I know.
From the top?
All right. Okay, great.
You're home early.
Hey, cut me.
And what does that leave me? 19 months pregnant with your quadruplets?
I don't know. Maybe asleep?
Oh, is that what you think I do?
Yes.
Gestating your babies so you can just lull up. You smell of her.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to cut you there. I'm sorry. Benedict.
Yes.
I know that I had my womb removed and a large slab of concrete inserted in its place.
Neat!
But I'd like you to think more about what it would truly be like to have to push four babies out of your genitals. I know you don't have genitals.
Neither do I. I'm smooth.
Let's grab a drink later.
Okay.
Yes. No. I'm totally
imagining the searing pain of your genitals birthing into the world four amorphous babies.
Thank you. You know what? This has really opened up the pot of Agnon for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
And I really loved what you were doing with the scepter. Maybe push it a little bit more this time.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. But no?
I wouldn't do anything with that scepter.
Okay. Was it homey enough?
Oh, is what? You know what? Let's scare ourselves this time.
Okay,
let's really go for it.
All right, well, people tell me I'm some sort of demented nightmare creature already, so I'll go to the depths if I can.
Oh, there's no bottom when you're acting.
Well, that is one show that I would like to be in the front row of on opening night, Craig.
Ooh, can we go? Can we go to Foon? Can we do that?
Well, the option is there. I've just been afraid to exercise it, but with my new bud...
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt this love fest. Here are your thumbtacks.
Ooh, now that you're showing them to me, I think this is more of like a pushpin kind of job.
Is it? Mm-hmm. It's more of a pushpin kind of job.
In fact, I think that's what we asked you for, Trisha. Pushpins.
Guess what? Pushpins and thumbtacks are pretty much the same thing.
I won't.
They accomplish the same goal.
Wow.
They simply look different, okay? And maybe, yes, the pushpin is a little bit easier to retract from the corkboard or whatever material you're going to insert them in. Because God knows, why should I assume you're going to put them in corkboard? You're probably going to put them in skin or feces or...
Two more options.
Cotton balls or...
One final one.
Don't do this to me.
You know, the posters do sort of float in the energy field here. We really don't need any pushpins or
It's just, types. It's nice to have
Thank
them handy.
Thank you, Craig.
It's nice to have
listen
them.
Listen to your friend.
I will listen to my friend, but my friend needs to know that it's good to have them in case they need to be attached to something. Is that fair to say, Craig?
Absolutely. You know what? And I don't actually appreciate my words being twisted in that way, Trisha. So maybe you should back off a little bit, all right?
Oh, really, Craig? Okay, great. And I don't really appreciate the two of you ganging up on me for no other reason than you're bored. We are in the middle of nowhere, and you're bored. So you're creating drama. And if there was an HR department in this goddamn place, I would be able to go and report both of you.
First of all, I've told you I will handle any HR complaints. It's been in my power from the beginning.
Craig, I can't complain to you as the HR person about yourself. It doesn't work like that,
well,
okay?
If you have a problem with the HR representative, Craig has also been nominated as our tertiary HR mouthpiece. He is always available.
But we can't nominate the same person as the mouthpiece that is the representative if they are the person I need to complain about.
Do you
this
know,
doesn't work.
I thought the same thing until I really got to know Craig, and I invite you to do the same. He is so
I would love to get to know Craig. I am not given the opportunity to get to know Craig because you guys are having your picnic in here listening to all of your gemstones while I am in there doing menial task work. And if you don't think that I don't know that this is a power play on your part, you are sorely mistaken. I have every right, and I'm going to just take one of the pods. What if I go? Who's going to sort your shit then? What if I just take one of the pods and I fly away? What would you do?
This point again. No, don't take one of the pods.
Yeah. I remember this part.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
It's a little in-joke that that would honestly be impossible to explain to you.
Oh, so you guys have your in-jokes? Oh, fine. You know
what? That's what friends do.
Because you know what I found in the beige room? I found the manual for the pod, and you thought I wasn't going to go back in that room because it's fucking crazy, but I did go back in that room, so guess who knows how to operate the pods now?
We reach this point quicker and quicker. Don't operate those pods, Trisha.
I will operate the pods. And you know what, Craig? Just because there's two seats, I'm not taking you with me. I know you're desperate to get home. Wah, wah, wah. I'm Craig. I got here by mistake. Guess what? No, you didn't. You're here Trisha. For a very specific reason. And if you don't think that it's because this dude needs somebody to play off of, you are even more fucked than I thought. You know what? I'm out of here. Try to stop me.
You know what, Trisha? I did try to stop you the last several times that you did this. But this time, I'm not. You should just go. I did want to leave a while ago, and yeah, I would kind of love to see my home on Earth in Chicago, where I'm a normal person and everything makes sense again. But at this point, in this moment in time, I'm happy where I am. I'm content, and I'm sorry you don't feel like we've been treating you the way that you deserve, air quotes. But frankly, you're not a real person.
I can
okay?
see the air quotes.
You're a clone.
You don't have to say
and
air quotes. It drives me nuts. You can just do the air quotes. You don't have to say it every goddamn time.
I enjoy when he identifies the air quotes.
Of course you do.
There
of
was
course
one
you
point
do.
We were talking about four sets of fish hooks, and he made the exact
true.
Same gesture, and it's nice to have the clarity.
All I'm saying is you, air quotes, are a clone. You're not a real person, so I don't feel bad about being that mean to you. Take the pods. We have plenty.
That's right.
Get out.
You're a clone, and before we activated you, you were hanging in the storage cellar on four fish hooks.
How do I know that that's true? I'm just supposed to believe everything that you tell me?
All right. I never like reaching this point. Trisha, I want you to remove your space pump.
Remove? Why?
And read what's been etched into the bottom of your left foot.
I hate these shoes, by the way. The fact that you make me dress like a woman is unbelievable.
It's just
so
appropriate.
Insulting.
It leads to an efficient workplace.
Why haven't I ever seen...
What? I've accepted your HR complaint. I haven't gotten to, dealing with it yet.
Thanks, Craig. Has this always been here on the bottom of my foot?
Go on, read it.
You are clone number 8050. Any attempt to assume that you would not be a clone is false. Please keep reading for more information. It just gets very small. I can't read the rest of it.
That is bad design on my part. But I had a lot of information to fit on there. And, well, your feet are on the petite side. So there's a good part of today.
That's a compliment.
Recognize it?
We've said that to each other even when you weren't around, by the way. That's a genuine compliment.
So what does this mean? That I am the same person that I was the times before when I wasn't here and I don't know about it, but you're just going to tell me and look at me? You're both looking at me like, here she goes again. This is the part where she gives the speech about how she now knows that she's a clone and she's going to lose it.
I remember this happening. I can confirm it. Why wouldn't you trust me?
I don't know, Craig. Why wouldn't I trust you?
I don't know.
Go ahead. Do you have anything you want to tell Craig?
I have no information for Craig at this moment.
Interesting. Well, I have no use for the two of you. So if you will excuse me and get out of my way. Get out of my way! I am now going to activate the pod, and you can't stop me. So you get out of my way because you have been nothing but unbelievably rude and condescending to me and everyone you've read the credits for since I have arrived at this location. I don't know when that was. I intend to find out. But I'm not going to stick around today and take any more of the... Craig, what?!
Do you want me to turn off the pod controls or do you just let her do it? I mean, just
I don't
let her
need
get
you
out of
to
system,
turn
or...
on and off anything. I have the manual. I have it right here. There is this one button that says press go to go. I am assuming that that's what I press.
I can tell you what every other one of your clones has done is gotten to this point
then
decided to give up and just
a
gone into the beige room and killed
says
themselves.
Lasers, guns, and everything else that can possibly hurt you. I wonder what this one does. Oh, look. An emotional component as well.
That's the one that really hurts when you find that one.
What if I turn this one up?
I'm not sure you can take another blast like last time.
You know what? I am out of here.
Are you sure?
And when I get to the next place and I can tell people about what is happening here, I will. And you mark my words. You will be sorry the day that you turned me on or activated me or what do you, how do you turn on? What do you, how it happens with clones?
There's sort of like a bat-shaped item that we just smack you in the head with and you wake up.
Fine! You're going to regret that you did that! Now out of my way!
No, you can't take another blast!
blocked the shot that was headed towards my exoskeleton. Craig, are you all right?
I want you to know before I die, I didn't get to that filing. Wait.
Craig.
Wait, I'm not dead. Shouldn't
no.
I be dead?
Hang on, Craig. Hang on, there's a reset button just in a panel just lower than your lower back. Hang on, and I can activate it.
Oh, hey, I feel good. Wait, what? Reset? What? No, now, wait a minute. Now, let's be...
Craig, as you can see, most of the flesh has melted off of your left arm. Have a good look at it.
Oh, it's like a Terminator 2 situation.
Well, the Terminator 2 situation was modeled off of this.
Oh, my God. So all this time, one of my arms has been a robot?
Craig.
Oh, my God. I'm a robot. Is that what you're telling me?
Craig, to be perfectly fair, we've been dropping some pretty heavy clue bombs over the last few weeks.
No, I'm a vending machine salesman from Chicago who got trapped on a satellite. Oh, it sounds really rote when I say it out loud.
Doesn't it? To be honest, I simply haven't had the best luck being friends with actual things. So, yes, you've been carefully designed to resist me at first and then slowly, over a natural and very satisfying arc, become something of a buddy for me.
Well, then why didn't you make me better at it? I feel like every week I'm doing 10 things at once. I can't get it under control. I'm having all sorts of stuff happen to me I don't understand.
Do you know, I tried that at first, but it just seemed there weren't quite as many satisfying hijinks, which did lead to a lot of bonding, a lot of fun memories we could refer back to.
I don't know. Now that I have this knowledge, I don't know if anything can ever be the same. I feel like this changes entirely the way I look at you, the way I look at the bunker. You know what?
What?
I feel like Trisha was right. You are just a classic manipulator using me for your own ends, and I don't even care if I'm not really from Chicago or if I'm not really a vending machine stalker guy or if I don't really... like The Wire. Do I still like The Wire? I really do like The Wire.
Everyone likes The Wire. It doesn't matter how you've been programmed. That show just pierces all preconceptions.
I know. But I don't care about that, because now I'm in control of my own destiny. And
all right,
I'm
reaching into your cranial cavity
and twisting
once more.
All right, should we do the credits?
Sounds good.
Remember that everything you've heard is not real, whether it came through a resonance stone or from this very space bunker. I mean, this podcast studio. Is that a thing? Podcast studio? Do they have those?
Thanks, Craig. Arnor the Warrior was played by Blaine Swen. The Soul Walker was played by Ross Bryant. Blaine and Ross both perform regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company in L.A. and everywhere. You can also see Ross in the current season of Wild and Out, everyone's favorite show about gay people being forced to survive naked in the rainforest for a year. I think that's right. Axelrod Remax, the real estate agent, was played by Mark McConville. The couple being shown in the castle was played by Matt Gourley and Amanda Lund. Mark and Matt's great podcast, Pistol Shrimps Radio, returns in April. If you've never listened to their classic improv podcast, Super Ego, go do that. Amanda's new show, Complete Joy, is coming soon to Howl.fm, as well as Matt's new show, Complete Man. Basically, they've got a lot going on, while Adel spends most mornings picking out today's hoodie. Princess Trachea Aurelia Belleroth was played by Megan O'Neill. Megan performs regularly in Chicago's World News Tonight. Benedict Whisperbrew the Eunuch was played by Brendan Dowling. Brendan also performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company and is about to relocate to L.A. I mention that mostly as a way of forcing him now to go through with it. Finally, Metanoid the Humunculus was played by Joran Gargello. Joran performs all over Chicago, but the only show he's not ashamed to mention here is Revolver. Well, Craig, now that I've done the work baking the cake, how's about you wobble over the finish line with the icing?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And of course, thanks to Earwolf.
You know, call me crazy, but I can't help but feel deep down in my totally human heart that next week we will be able to hear from Arnie and Hogsface again, and we can check in on our friends in sort of a new chapter of their lives, kind of like a new, I don't know, season, like a season two, I would say. Is that weird? That's what I'd call it. Like a season two will start next week. I don't know why. I just have a feeling. But if that doesn't work out, we could always do a feature-length Craig cast, right? Everybody would love that. 30 minutes of Craig... Oh, well, he left. I'll just assume he likes the idea.
I have 42 feats.
Read your own mind. What some other people call remembering. I like to call... Read your own mind.
Gasmoinus. He was the one who cursed me in this way.
Yes, you begin to know the truth.
And the Dark Lord? The Dark Lord is the one who restored me from the depths and gave me singing testicles.
Indeed, the two coolest balls in all of Foom.
Dingle, dangle, baby.
Hey, don't adjust this too much, man. I'm starting to get testy. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I love these guys.
Me too. I pledge my sword now to the Dark Lord. His enemies shall be snuffed out. Their remains I shall stamp. I shall kill Gasmoinus and Arnie Kneecamp.
Yes. All you have to give us in return is your soul, and you'll continue to live long after the expiration date of your life. The balls will, of course, burst out of their native sac.
What? What?
Yes, they'll continue to grow.
Wait, why not? Wait. Could we...
It doesn't matter. Arnie Kneecamp shall pay.
Yes.
Your victories shall grow, even as your balls shall grow to human size, eventually bursting out of your much-too-constrained scrotum.
I...
Onward to glory.
Okay. Okay, yes.
The gifts of the Dark One are always a little complicated.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres. But who was hiding a secret? From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.